This is Hans Scheil from the Finishing Well podcast. On Finishing Well, we help you make godly choices about Medicare, long-term care, and your money. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into kingdom pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
Yes, it is Palm Sunday Eve. I'm just saying that tomorrow's a big day, the beginning of the Holy Week. Is so spectacular in so many different ways. And we had a Passover Seder at our church last night at West Ashboro Baptist Church. It's a shameless plug. If you want to enjoy a good Palm Sunday, you know, if you're in Ashboro, it's West Ashboro Baptist Church. But nonetheless, it being Palm Sunday Eve, which I'm very excited about, I have a special Palm Sunday Eve event for you today on Kingdom Pursuits. We have Marcus and Makito to start off with. And they are singers and songwriters all the way from the great state of Indiana, from what I understand. And so welcome, Marcus and Marquitos. Marquito, Marcus. How are you guys?
Bobby.
Yeah, how are you guys this morning?
Great. I am.
Yeah, I'm doing well.
So, yeah, Marcus, tell us a little bit about how you guys, you know, kind of got together.
We still kind of debate on that. It's I want to say about 8 years ago. That's I had moved to Indiana, and I grew up in Indiana, but I moved back from Washington State, and I was leading worship at a church, and just didn't really feel like I was really worshiping during worship.
Wow!
It kind of felt like it had turned into a job and just something that had to be done versus wanting to offer it. And so I was staying after church, just shut everything down and just worshiping alone in the sanctuary after everybody had left. And that was like where I was getting my worship. And I was like, there's got to be more, like, there's got to be other people that feel like this. So I was like, I was like, maybe I'll find a band or something, and went on Craigslist, and at the time Craigslist was like,
yeah, I'm with you. Hey,
yeah,
God put it on your heart to put it go on Craigslist. There you go.
Yeah, they had a music, like a looking for musician section, and so I was like, you know, maybe I'll find a band or something, and we can do worship together. Even if it's just us, I was just looking for other people to worship with. And I found a post that said, do you love intimate worship? and I open it up, and Marquito says it said more once you open it up, but I still remember just like, I open it up and it's like, do you love intimate worship? I'm like, yeah, that's the headline. Where's the rest of it? And so, but I was like, okay, yes, I do. I'll just, you know, I'll just reply. And, I think she contacted me a couple of days later and gave me a fake name.
Oh, that's funny. Well, we're gonna hear Marquito's version of that story. But next, I gotta introduce our other guest today. Actually, a good friend of mine, I've known for years here at the Truth Network. He is the host of Let's Have Church, and okay. A tremendously fun, funny guy. Has a actual board game. Let's Have Church. Like, I'm serious, man. He is the founder of this board game. He did it, but not right now. The reason he's on with us today is that he has got a heart, you know, for so many things. He's got a heart for first responders. And so Sunday, April 21st, he's got a big event coming. So, Randy, welcome to Kingdom Pursuits.
Thank you so much, Robbie. I'm so glad that you allowed me to be here on such a wonderful, fantastic show. And then even hearing the testimony of the folks that are here, I'm just glad to be here. And I'm excited about what's happening with First Responders Day and just what God is doing. And on all days, Palm Sunday Eve, what a wonderful day. What a wonderful time.
Yeah, so you know, it's Kingdom Pursuits, and so you might expect that, especially on Palm Sunday Eve, that I might have to get some shenanigans in here. So with that, let's talk about Palm Sunday. What do you think, Nick?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Now the fun begins. Now it's time to play shenanigans.
Oh, yes, it is. So, you know, it was Palm Sunday, but because of a sore throat, five-year-old Annie, she stayed home from church with her mother. When the rest of the family returned home, they were all carrying palm leaves, and Annie was asked, you know, what are those for? Well, you know, the dad said, well, people held them over Jesus' head as he rode by on a colt. And Annie said, with a pretty good fuss, wouldn't you know it, the one Sunday I'm sick and Jesus shows up and offers pony rides. So here you go. We got the big, you know, this is for you, Randy, if you want to test it. How did the poker player frustrate the palm reader, Nick, Marcus, Marquito, whoever? If you got an answer, how did the poker player frustrate the palm reader?
He had a poker face.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah.
It's close. He probably did have a poker face. But it was not the face that we're talking about here. He refused to show his hand.
Oh, he did.
I like riddles.
All right. Let's see how you do with this one. Okay. What do you call a dog that lives in the top of a palm tree?
Seeing eye dog.
Good. Close.
That was a good one. Was good.
You got to think like Robbie on that one. You know, you just what kind of dog would that be, Nick?
I don't know. I don't have a shih tzu.
Pomeranian.
Pomeranian.
Nice.
And to go with that, what type of tree fits in the palm of your hand?
A palm tree.
It's a seedling. If you thought it was a palm tree, well, it doesn't fit in the palm of your
hand. I have big hands, Robbie.
That's true. That's true. So yesterday I glued my palms to the floor.
Uh-oh.
You know, hands down, worst decision I ever made. So, with all those shenanigans, you knew I would do it. I actually have a Bible riddle for you to call in and win today at 866-348-7884. All you have to tell us is what fruit fits best in your palm. And I might add, it's a very biblical fruit. It has 613 seeds. What fruit fits best in the palm of your hand? If you know that, Nick, tell them what they'll win.
Yes, absolutely. You'll be winning a prize from our Kingdom Pursuits prize vault. Just give us a call at 866-348-7884. That's 866-34-TRUTH.
What fruit fits best in the palm of your hand? And by the way, does have 613 seeds, which the Jews, I'll just add you this a little, they believe that those 613 seeds represent the 630 mitzvah or commandments in the Bible. So there you go. Well, this fruit's connected to that. Very tasty, I might add. 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. Now, as promised, Marquito.
Hi.
What's your version of this story? You're sitting there one day looking at your ad.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so my husband and I, we had just planted a church in the hood of South Bend, and it was this tiny, struggling church, right? And so I had a dream one night, and it's one of the most incredible dreams I've ever had, that I was rehearsing with my band, and I had my eyes closed. I was teaching parts, like all of the vocal parts. And so I had my eyes closed because the voices just became so beautiful. It turned from teaching into worship. We just start worshiping together. And then when I opened my eyes, the whole sanctuary was full. Like, I'm getting goosebumps just thinking back on it. The whole sanctuary was full of people, and they were from all different walks of life. Like, I remember this black woman with her hair up and a denim jacket, and she was just, like, rocking. And she was, like, right next to another person, and she was worshiping. And in the back, there was a police officer who was, like, pacing back and forth. And we were just all worshiping together. And then I got up and I went to the front and I prayed out that time. And then I looked at my husband and I like gave him this, like, what is happening face? And he got up and he started to preach. And I felt like the Lord was telling me, like, that our church would be deeply connected with worship. And I didn't know how to do that.
Oh, wait a minute, so, Marquita. I hate to stop you, But that music says we got to go to a break. But we want to tell you that when you hear that's come back in, that you're going to hear some of Marcus and Marquito's music. It's unbelievable. Again, you get the idea of a heart of worship that they both have and, you know, what that's like. So you're going to get to hear some of their music when we come back. If you go to kingdompursuits.com, you can find out all about them. Again, this big First Responders Day coming up April 21st. We've got more coming. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Take it all away. That is Marcus and Marquito. And so, man, I got to tell you, that song makes me cry. you know why? At the beginning of what we call the Book of Leviticus, if you were a Jew and you looked in their Bible, it actually says he spoke. Because the Book of Leviticus is God spoke to Moses. And so in the Hebrew Bibles, the first word of every chapter in the Bible is the first word of the chapter. And so at the beginning of Leviticus, it says he spoke. Like the book of Genesis is called Bereshit in Hebrew because that's the first word in, you know, in the beginning. Same idea. So you're wondering, where am I going with this, Robbie? Well, you're going to find out that if you look closely and you read Hebrew, that there's some unique things that are not in English or any other language I've ever seen, but they change the size of the letters in order to describe certain things that's in the text that you would really have to see, wow, why is that? And so when it says he spoke, the very first, you know, we're talking about Leviticus 1:1, right? There's an aleph at the end of that first word, but that aleph is a little bitty aleph. It's a little bitty. The aleph is the first letter in the Hebrew alphabet, but it's a little bitty one. And then the very next word also begins with an aleph, but it's a regular size aleph. So you can't help but see this huge contrast. Why is that letter little and this letter so big? Well, the thing is he was speaking to Moses. He was fixing to give him some Levitical understandings on offerings, which is very much what you guys are doing with your worship, by the way. And so the idea is that Moses was one of the most gifted people that God has. In other words, you split the sea and you might think you got something, you know? or all the things that Moses did, you name it, bring water out of the rock, you would think, well, he's probably got some gifts, you know? He's the guy that goes spend 40 days and 40 nights on the mountain with God. I mean, this is huge. And they said, the way they explained that this aleph was small because what Moses thought was that if God took away all his gifts, the name of your song, that it would be the same as if he gave all those gifts to, say, Randy right there. Randy would do a better job with all the gifts that Moses got than he did. In other words, he realized everything that he got, God gave him, and that probably if anybody else had got him, they'd have done a better job than he did. Take it all away. And I know that was maybe way more than you expected to hear from. But when I heard it, I was just, you made me worship. And I was like, oh, that's what, because I can't help but think about, man, you know, whatever gifting God has given me, like if he takes it all away, and actually what you had said at the very beginning, Marcus, which I thought was just profound, is that here I was leading worship, but I wasn't worshiping. But I wanted to get to this place where I could lead worship from a place of worship, And then your heart with that Marquito too. It's just like, and Randy was sitting across the room from me. We're just like, wow. Yeah. Like, and then to hear that song, it's just spectacular. But as always, I've got Donna, who's been hanging on very patiently while I went into all these shenanigans, and she believes she knows the answer to what fruit fits neatly in the palm of your hand. So, Donna, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Good morning.
What palms? It's just beautifully in the palm of your hand. What fruit?
Pomegranate.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah. I love the fun fact, too. I did not know that. What it how many seeds represents the...
Yeah, the mitzvah, the commandments in the Bible is 613.
Yes.
And so it's fascinating that science decided they were going to look into the shenanigan, and this is true that pomegranates, so they studied, from what I understand, like 10,000 different pomegranates in this experiment to see how many pomegranate seeds. You know, they discovered that every pomegranate does not have 613. Some might have 590, and some might have 650. But, you know, when they did all the thousands at the average, guess what the number came out to?
Right. Yeah. 613. I love it.
If you are gifted enough to peel a pomegranate and count those seeds without have
at
it.
We'll do that at church.
I want to see somebody do it. It's one of the foods of the promised land, Donna. So I try to eat a piece of a pomegranate every day.
Oh, wow.
I really do. They're absolutely delicious, but they have all sorts of antioxidants and all sorts of other good things. And, of course, they're all over the temple and so many different places. But
yes.
So how about you? Do you like pomegranates, Donna?
I do. I love them. Very much so. But sometimes they're so large, I'm kind of the only one that eats them. So I don't buy them as often as I could.
Well, here's what I actually do, so I can always have some. You know, every year about December or late November is when they come ripe. And you'll see them in the grocery stores crazy cheap, like 3 for $1 or something stupid, because they're trying to figure out, because they're in season and they got them all and they don't last all that long.
Right.
But you can freeze those bad boys.
Really?
Yeah, just you don't have to wrap it in anything or anything. It's got its own wrapping.
I'm going to try that.
And so, interestingly, when they freeze and then when they defrost, they're not quite as good as when they were fresh, because the seeds kind of, but they'll be full of juice. They'll be twice as juicy when after they've been frozen as before they were frozen. And again, and to me, they're easier to deal with once they've been frozen. But I love them, love them, love them when I'm fresh in December and January. When they're still fresh, I'm eating them like crazy. But then,
terrific.
But then, you know, after that, I've got all these frozen ones in my freezer that I'm waiting for, you know. As the time comes, way more than a lot of people wanted to know today, but I'm just talkative. I'm sorry.
No, that's perfect. It's good. It's a good fun facts.
Well, thank you, Donna. God bless. I'm so glad you called in today. You have a wonderful Palm Sunday tomorrow, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. All right, Randy, I feel like I've not given you enough time here. So you got this first responders. You got... But I just wish people knew Randy like I know Randy. This man is just, his heart worships. He has a whole family of worshipers that comes in here every Saturday. They do their show on the Light Network the same time I do my show on the Truth Network. And so I've been watching his son grow from, how old were you guys? How old would he have been when you guys first started coming?
Oh, my goodness. I want to say 8 years old.
Yeah. How old is he today?
He is 15.
Yeah.
He's 15, yeah.
And you never saw anybody with a Rubik's Cube. Like, man, it's unbelievable. But, he's always got that smile that apparently comes, you know, with the whole package of your family. And because your wife has the same thing. It's the Meyer smile. There's no doubt about it.
To God be the glory.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he's got this wonderful show. But you got this event. And so how did that happen? How did you come about wanting to do that?
Well, it's so many things. I've been, the Lord has blessed me to be able to help out Ishai Pentecostal Church for a little while now. And they're positioned right next door to a fire station. And the senior pastor of Ishai Temple is is Bishop Charles Ellis III, and he's out of state. And so just to make a long story short, we were in a situation where whenever we would come, the fire station would sometimes have their doors open, and they would be in, you know, just doing what they do, protecting and serving and putting out fires, as it were, literally. And one particular Sunday, this was some months ago, earlier this year, I should say, there was a they had the doors open, the fire truck was out, and they were engaging with the police officer, and they were just out there talking. And as we had pulled up, we just said hello, as we often do. We said hello, and the police officer had greeted us back, and we're literally in this almost the same parking lot. So we had just said hello, and they said hello back. And to make a long story short, the police officer, we could just sense something in her that seemed like she just wanted to come to church. And whether or not that was true, we felt like we just wanted to express the love of Christ. So we had just said, you know, God bless you, you know, and we just said some jokes, just as our personality to do. But we also said, hey, you know what, you should come on over here and join us one day if y'all have some time off. And she said, you know what, it's been a while since I've been at church. I really do need to do that, you know. And so we talked for a while, and that was just pretty much that. After that, there were all these moments that just kept happening where we could see that the Lord was saying more than just side talk. These are folks that are on the front line doing things, and they need to not just come to church. And of course, they do. Many of them, I'm sure, have their own church homes, but they need to be encouraged, and they need to hear from the body of Christ that we appreciate them, we love them, and they need to receive the honor for with which they are due. The Bible says in, as we know, Romans chapter 13, verse 7, give honor to honor and respect to all those to whom it is due. I'm reading right off the fly here because I can't remember it verbatim. But that is what the scriptures say, and that's very important. So that kind of was a part of just going in the flow of why that was so important.
And it is important. And so you got a chance to jump in there and encourage these people, right? It's coming up Sunday, April 21st. I'm going to assume it's at your church there, right?
Yes.
At the you got to say that word.
Ishai Pentecostal Temple.
There you go. And we got more. Oh, during this break, you're going to hear another song. This time, I believe it's by Marquito. I know it's her singing. And so you're going to be blown away, I'm sure, when you come back.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
No other mode.
Giving my love.
To follow Christ in the road we've traveled since I've shown
the gospel is worth it all. In God is my joy.
And people ask why, I testify that all the time God is good and He is so, so good all the time.
Oh, yes, He is.
And after all, years,
I find my
confidence in sovereign God. He's faithful to hold me together. Faithful all the time. Faithful all the time.
Marcus and Marquito. And again, if you're wanting to follow them, they have some amazing YouTube videos, all sorts of stuff. It's all there at kingdompursuits.com. If you go to kingdompursuits.com, there's a link to all their stuff. I mean, you can listen to their music and get connected to them. Amazing, amazing stuff. And I'm guessing, Marquito, that was your song.
I did write that song, yes.
I think it's absolutely, I love the idea of intimate worship, and that is the idea, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And I think one of you said that it's an offering as well, which it clearly is.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when you talk about ordinary people having extraordinary passion, I mean, that's exactly who we are. And we just had this extraordinary passion to worship. And out of the hours that we spent behind closed doors worshiping together, like with no purpose, like that was the purpose. Then the Lord just started to give us these songs of our own. Because, I mean, we were just singing other people's songs. And then He started giving us stories of our own. And so it's just such a joy to share that passion with people and to see in the moment, like when you're leading worship, and in that moment when that passion sparks in the heart of another person, you can see it when worship is happening. And then the whole room feels it. Everybody's looking up. And God is getting all of the glory that he can get in the room. I'm passionate about that. We chase that all the time.
And so I'm guessing, this is a guess on my part, that Marcus, you now are helping her worship at her and her husband's church?
Yeah, it's I think that's been going for about five-ish, because I eventually stepped down from leading worship at the church that I was at, and Marquita was leading worship at another church before that church downtown came to a building, and all came to Sundays, and that's a whole other story. But on Sundays I was able to join in because I usually work the weekends. So we've been leading worship at that church downtown for
ever.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the I love the dream that God gave you, Marquito, for a few didn't hear the beginning of this show where she was talking about the dream that she had. You need to go get the podcast later today. It'll be up there and listen to her explain. But now you can see that you know, not only is he letting you realize the dream, but he's letting you realize it in what he's becoming in other people as they worship.
Because,
you know, I have a good friend that, you know, a lot of people want to translate what God told Moses his name was, is I am that I am, is the way most people describe it. But I have a friend who says, I am what I am becoming, which doesn't make a lot of sense because God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But he's not inside of you, is he? He's more inside of you today than he was, I hope. For everybody listening, I hope he's more inside of you today than he was a year ago. And so your worship ability is growing, and so he is what he's becoming from your worship. And when you see the light in somebody else's eyes, it's the same thing, because I lead worship in my church from a standpoint of preaching, right? Mm-hmm. But I can see it in somebody's eyes when God shows up. Like, I didn't do that. there it is. And oh my goodness, I love the radio, and I've done it a long time. But the advantage of, as you guys know, being up there in front of those people is you can see their eyes.
Yeah.
And they're like candles, man. They light up when all of a sudden God, however it touches their heart with whatever it is that he allowed you to do, you know, kind of like Balaam's donkey, however that works. But Randy, speaking of somebody that I always see the light in your eyes, you know, always. And I love you were telling this story about that these first responders that obviously, you know, there they are. They got to work on Sunday, right? And you want to open your doors to them. And I could tell that you had a heart, right, to honor, and I love that passage in Romans, right, that to give honor to honor who, you know, to people who honor is due. And by bringing out the best to anybody, right, it's God in there.
Yeah, you know, and the passion is really there. You know, Robbie, I came up in a house where honor was really, really important. My grandfather was the first, make sure I say this right, just in case my dad is listening in Michigan. he was the first African-American police officer in Muncie, Indiana. I want to say that was the case, or assistant to some degree, something to that effect. So I came up in a household where there was a tremendous amount of respect for law enforcement, to the point where if I said, even to this point today, I have a very difficult time saying a cop. Because if I said that, it was like, what'd you say, son? I'm sorry, Dad, it was police officer, you know, type thing, you know. And
I was brought up that way.
Really?
You didn't use that word.
That word was, I mean, I'm telling you, it was like, that was the wrong word. So I have this inerrant this reverence for law enforcement and just for in general for people that put their life on the line and that put the life of others, that put others in ahead of themselves. So, you know, when God began to speak this, it just meant something. And the pastor of the church, the former pastor of the church, Bishop Ellis, they have at Greater Grace Temple in Detroit, Michigan, they have a law enforcement appreciation day that they do annually. So this being somewhat of a derivative of that day, Ishai Temple is very has really embraced it. And this is something that they're looking to do that's really important to them as well, because this is their event. And we're serving with helping the idea come to pass. But the important thing and the key thing is we want to make sure that the first responders RSVP and make sure that they let us know that they're coming. We've already had Councilman Annette Scipio has said she wants to be, she's going to be there. She's going to be expressing, listen, I want to make sure I let them know thank you as well. As soon as we mentioned it to her, she was absolutely on board. We've already had Fire Chief Mayo say, hey, listen, I'm going to be there. I'm going to bring a couple of companies with me. We've already had individuals that are responding from, we send out correspondences to the police chief and other individuals saying that they're going to come out so that we can say we want to express this honor. And of course, not just to express honor to them. Of course, we want to give them, tell them different, give them some inspiration and give them some encouragement. We're going to have the Winston-Salem State University Inspirational Voices Choir is going to be there to inspire them and really just give them a shot in the arm to let them know that the body of Christ is praying for them as they serve us. We are serving them with prayer and with other things as well in a tangible way. And then we're going to have food too. We want to make sure that we have the food ready for them and some other honors that we want to give them as well.
Sunday, April 21st, it's at 11 a.m. at 1319 Excelsior Street in Winston-Salem. I know if you're listening in Ohio right now, you know, you may not be able to make it down here, although it'd probably be worth it.
yes, I want to say.
Or wherever it is you may be listening. You know, just think about it for your own community, right? That this is a really cool opportunity to you know, involve the church in something to where people can find some hope and they feel like somebody cares, right? So how does that work? First Responder Appreciation Day. So we got one more segment coming up, more with Marcus and Marquito. I know I'd get that out. And again, just amazing worship. And Randy Myers, who has all the way, you know, the show that competes with mine, Let's Have Church. I didn't want to mention that a whole lot.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And some thoughts along that line real quick is that the reason behind this show has always been for us that, you know, God calls us all. He's got talents and gifts and all that stuff, whether that might be teaching sailing at a Christian camp or whatever it is that God has you doing. It may not be your occupation, and that's totally wonderful. I mean, whatever it is that God has taken in your passion is use it to build the kingdom. You know, as you come on this show and you describe what, like, Marcus Marquito have been talking about today or what Randy's been talking about, that inspires other people to, hey, I could do that with my music, or I could do that, you know, with my church's events or those kind of things. That's what this show is about. And, of course, you can always reach out to me. All my information's at kingdompursuits.com, as well as Marcus and Marquito. And, of course, Randy's got his own, right, Let's Have Church, like, man. He's got websites and games, board games, like all that stuff, man. And so, unfortunately, this last segment's kind of short. And so, Marcus and Marquito, was there something you wanted to get said today that I have not let you say?
Well, I think just that when we were talking, well, first I wanted to just tell Randy that we're in your backyard, where you were raised in Muncie. So that's like right our backyard.
Wow.
So, Yeah. So it's just so interesting how the world is. And I'm actually in Ohio right now. Marcus is out in. So, like, we've just got so many spaces covered. But when we talk about, like, all of our ministries and all that we've been talking about, it makes me think of 2 Corinthians and where it talks about the unveiling of faces, which was really going back to Moses, like you were talking about, Robbie. And just this idea of people being inspired through the show, through worship, through outreach, where their light, the light lights up in their eyes, and it's just saying we're reflecting God's glory. We're from glory to glory, from and so that just gets me so excited to think about. So like, if we leave one thing with you, it would be that we are ordinary people going from glory to glory, and meeting people along the way who are also going from glory to glory, and giving God all of the glory that we can muster, because he's just so worthy.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Marcus?
I echo Marquito. It's great to just see people coming together and going from glory to glory, and just being able to offer up worship, whether it's with more people or it's just worship him alone, just a privilege to sacrifice there. So we appreciate being on here. Thank you.
Oh, it's been so fun. And of course, Randy, you want to talk about what happened at Joel Osteen's church?
Yes, I do. And also, I just wanted to also say to Marcus and Marquita that I've enjoyed every song that I've heard y'all play, and I love that I've heard Robbie play of you all. And I love how you said, I believe it was Marquita, how you, when you opened your eyes and you looked up and saw everybody looking up because the worship was going to God. That touched my heart, and I can definitely appreciate and relate to that. That's such a blessing. When I was, when God had given the thought about this, the vision really for First Responders Appreciation Day, it couldn't have been less than a month afterwards. My wife was sharing with me on, she had saw on news before I got an opportunity to, the tragedy that happened at Joel Osteen's church at Lakewood. And I couldn't believe, as I was listening to the details of it, how the individual had came in and began shooting. And how the security, you know, they were on point, they did their thing, but how it was two police officers, I forget what you call them, you know, not in their regular clothing, but their
plain clothes.
Plain clothes, thank you. Police officers that came in and were able to take care of the situation. And as I watched that, I could literally feel my heart began to pound again back towards the passion of this First Responders Appreciation Day. And then it was amplified the next week when I saw them appreciating those officers and other first responders. And it spoke to the need for us as the body of Christ to acknowledge those individuals that are in our communities, specifically sometimes even in our very zip code or in our ward or in our cities, that say, listen, we as the body of Christ, we say thank you. We're able to praise God and worship God and give glory to God with that undercurrent feeling of knowing that I'm safe because of what you all are doing. If something should happen to, I've seen video footage in our game show. We're always looking for footage to add to our Thursday game shows. No shameless plugs, but you know, we have a Thursday game
feel
show.
Feel free.
We have a Thursday game show that we do on Facebook and YouTube that we'd have video versions of radio stuff, but we're always looking for YouTube clips. But I've seen some that I of course don't put on because it's comedic, but where there's been some tragedy incidents that have happened in a church service, and when that tragedy happens, the prayer warriors go to praying, but believe me, instantly they're call 911, and when they do, guess who comes into the church? While the prayer warriors are praying, EMS is resuscitating, all right? And the firefighters, when there's a fire, the firefighters are there. They're a part. They are just as much of a part of the community as we are in the church. So this is an event that brings everybody together. And then guess what happens at the end of the event or during the event? We're talking about the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're telling people about Jesus. We're telling them. Some of them may already be saved. Some of them may not. But whatever the case is, as you talked about when you were saying as far as worship is concerned, if we're ministering the word, guess what? That worship is giving glory to God. And the last thing I'd like to say is one of my favorite scriptures, Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. He said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. So when they are in that place and they are seeing whatever we're doing, this, yes, it's a good work to them, but guess what? We're glorifying the Father which is in heaven.
Thank you all so much for listening. Thank you, Marcus and Marquito. Appreciate you guys. God bless you. Have a great Palm Sunday next week. No, I mean tomorrow. I'll get it right. Tomorrow on the Truth Network.
This is the Truth Network.